Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids, and welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human?
Humanoids. I am a little upset right now because I just finished watching a movie. And the movie that I watched was on HBO Max. And it was... Humanoids, I gotta try this again, okay? I just finished watching a DC film disguised as a Marvel movie. Yes, that's right, humanoids, you heard me. I said a DC movie disguised as a Marvel movie. And the name of that movie is... Wait a minute, humanoids. Let me try that again. This movie, I was kind of hyped to see. It was supposed to come out in 2019, I believe, but they pushed it back for reshoots. And I was like, okay. They realized they messed up and maybe they're going to make it better. And then it was supposed to come out in 2020. I do believe it came out in 2020, but since the pandemic hit the world, I don't think anybody seen it. Okay, so now it's on HBO Max. And I am very, very, very disappointed, humanoids. Because this Marvel film should have been a DC film. And it was just that bad. Okay. Here's the thing, humanoids. Everybody, the critics and most people trashed the Suicide Squad. I liked the Suicide Squad. I just didn't like the premise of it. It was too cliche, too, you know, big circle in the sky over this one area, you know. We had just seen that in the Ninja Turtles and seen that in a couple of other sci-fi movies where there's this big swirly whirly cloud in the sky over this one area. You gotta go there and destroy the bad guy or whatever. Yeah. If it was a little different, if they would have had a true main villain, it would have been great. It would have been really good. Humanoids, I'm trying to find words to describe this movie. You know what? Let me tell you the name of the movie. Wait a minute, hold up. I'm going to do that, humanoids, right after this. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. And before I do anything else, let me tell you the name of this movie. The name of this movie, the DC film disguised as a Marvel movie, is New Mutants. Yes, you heard me. New Mutants. Let me tell you how disappointing and how yuck or bad this movie was. What was the last Marvel film that didn't do that great? The Fantastic Four, you say? Yes, it was along those lines. Yes, the last Fantastic Four movie. It wasn't a great movie. It wasn't a good movie. It didn't have that je ne sais quoi, as the French would say. It just didn't do it. This movie, like I said, should have been a DC film because it was missing a lot of it was missing a lot of backstory, you know. In a Marvel film, we kind of see a backstory. We get the character build and all this. In this movie, and in the DC universe, they tend to leave out the backstory a lot. They try to, you know, put it a little bit here and there in the movie, but you don't give the audience a chance to latch on to these characters and get to know them and get to like them or dislike them. You just give us and that's what happened. In this movie failed. That is why this movie failed. Like in Iron Man, you got to see how he became Iron Man. You got to like Iron Man. Captain America, you got to see that. You got to see how that, you know. This movie, I'm really disappointed. Really disappointed. Now, I can understand. And it's funny because you know, I gotta take that back about Fantastic Four. The last X-Men movies were terrible, and in this movie, the New Mutants, they only referenced the X-Men maybe once, and that was by them mentioning the X-Men. If you did not know, if they hadn't mentioned the X-Men, you would not know that this was, and it really wasn't a Marvel film. You know, it was said in association with Marvel. So, you know, you can't really call it a Marvel film. You know? Just said in association with Marvel, but here's the thing: they only referenced the X-Men maybe once, and then if you hadn't heard, you know, them mention the X-Men, would you have thought this was a X-Men film or a Marvel film? No, there was another movie that came out just before the New Mutants. Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now, Humanoids. But it dealt with teenagers with extraordinary powers. And I wanted to see it, but I didn't. Oh, wow, I can't think of that movie right now. It's gonna come to me when it does. I'm gonna let you guys know. But anyway, this movie, Humanoids, was very disappointing. A letdown. I was expecting a lot of action. I was expecting, you know, that feel. It wasn't there. I'm sorry, man. This was a DC film disguised as a Marvel film. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Humanoids. I tell you what. If they have it in Redbox, go get, you know, if you got a Redbox account. If not, go get your Redbox account. Not sponsored, by the way. Still use Redbox because still have a DVD player and still have a Blu-ray player. So, hey, get you a HBO Max account. If not, you know, get you one. You might like it. Or try the do they still have that free trial? You know, lately I've noticed a lot of streaming service used to have that free 5-day trial, 7-day trial. They don't have that anymore. They want you to sign up and go directly into the contract and get a, or not so much the contract, but you know, sign up and try their services. But humanoids, however way you gotta see this movie, check it out and see how bad it is, okay? And then, you know, let me know your opinion. I mean, I may be looking at it through my Marvel glasses when I should have had on my DC glasses. Or maybe I should have had on no glasses and just checked the movie out for what it was. You be the judge. You check out the movie and then come back and let me know. Hit me up. You know, you can always leave a message. Hit me up and let me know what you thought about this movie. Now, humanoids, if they would have done this correctly, they could have had several movies from this, you know, from this little excursion, escapade, or whatever you want to call it. They could have, it was very, again, humanoids, it was very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. And they had humanoids. To tell you the truth, they only had how many people in this entire movie? Let's see. The mutants. There were 3 girls and 2 guys. So that's 5. Then there was a doctor. That was 6. They had very few people in this movie. They had maybe about 10 people in this entire movie. And the other 5 people had bit scenes that were like flashbacks or whatever. They had... Wow. Yeah, they had that many people in this movie. I could have shot this movie on my iPhone with my friends and family. with my close circle of friends, I could have shot this movie on my iPhone, humanoids. This movie, I could have. Wow. This movie, oh my goodness. I'm sorry. This movie, I hated this movie, man. I hated this movie with a passion. Now, the next movie that I'm going to check out that had a lot of hype was King Kong for Godzilla versus King Kong, or King Kong versus Godzilla, or whatever you want to call it, the Battle of the Monsters. Now, here's the thing. I am a Godzilla fan. I go back to the 1950s, you know, watching those old black and white 1950 movies and 60 movies. Yeah, I'm a huge Godzilla fan. What I don't like about Godzilla now, Godzilla has, his head doesn't match his body. He has a humongous body and a little itty bitty head. A little itty bitty snout. I mean, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I'd rather see the human in the rubbery, goofy looking costume than to see this new Godzilla. You know, he looks, I just don't like him, you know, but, you know, being a fan of Godzilla, I'm going to check it out. Now, I used to be a fan of King Kong. Well, the 1930s King Kong. That was my favorite King Kong, you know, but, now, you know, I'm not that big of a fan. The next fight that I want to see between monsters is King Kong versus Mighty Joe Young. You know? Did I say Mighty Joe Young? Yeah. The two gorillas, the two giant gorillas. I want to see that. You know what I'm saying? I want to see humanoids. That's what I want to see. And then, I would like to see also Frankenstein versus the creature from the Black Lagoon. That would be good. Yeah. Oh, they should have a tag team match. Frankenstein and Count Dracula versus the creature from the Black Lagoon and Wolfman. Oh, that would be slamming. Yeah. I'll pay good money to see that, humanoids. But those are fantasy fights. I'm not that big of a horror fan, but those would be fantasy fights. You know, another one I would like to see is Chucky versus Freddy. Chucky and the Bride of Chucky versus Freddy. Oh, that would be good. But anyway. Yeah, those are my fantasy fights. Humanoids. I would love to see those, you know, but Hollywood just keep rehashing the same old stuff and making terrible films. So, you know, with all these phones with cameras and all these cameras out here, we should say, forget Hollywood and make our own stuff. And put it up on YouTube. Or Vimeo. Did I say Vimeo? I mean, anyway, y'all know the service that I'm talking about. Yeah, we should make our own films. Forget Hollywood. Make our own films. We'll show them. We'll cut the cord. Stop watching cable. You know, and start making our own films. Yeah. I bet there would be, you know, they would be pretty interesting, man. We should just do that. Hollywood would die without us, you know? We got enough technology now to make our own movies. We don't need Hollywood and a big machine to make our movies. There are a lot of people out there that's doing that. And a lot more of us should start doing that. So, humanoids, that is what's going on with me. Hey, if there's some films you want me to check out, hit me up. Let me know. I'll check them out, humanoids. Until next time, in this digital world, humanoids, remember, stay wet, stay human.
Well, 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 humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.